Welcome back, everybody, to the Michigan Trails Report podcast. I am your host, Tom Funk, author of 50 Hikes on Michigan and Wisconsin's North Country Trails. I am continuing to put my books to podcast format so you can enjoy them while driving to the trailhead. And we're going to continue in the North Country Trail book with hike number 37, which is in the Upper Peninsula. And this will be in the Ottawa National Forest, and I call this the Ottawa National Forest Highlands. This is a 13.6-mile hike. You should be able to do this in one day. And you're going to start at Forest Road 1100, and you're going to end at South Laird Road, where there is a parking lot. And as far as I can tell, no major changes, maybe some minor ones on this stretch of trail through the National Forest. As you are high and dry, and you're on the dividing line between the Ottonagon River and the Sturgeon River watershed. So this is a remote section of trail with several ups and downs, making for a pleasant hike. Heading east, you are nearing the end of the longest remote stretch of the North Country Trail, and the habitats become more dry, yielding jack and red pine as the dominant pines and red maple with poplar as the dominant broadleaf trees. And there is a recognizable lane and light tread in this area blazed with the blue rectangles. This is a little used segment of trail. This is probably for those with higher skills and in good shape, so be alert for several ravine crossings. There are a few marshy areas, and the end of the steep climbs are over for a while anyway. So that's good. So that's why you should be able to crank out this entire hike in one day. So it is rolling topography. You're going to see some wetlands. You're going to see some swamps. There may even be a beaver dam or two. And the trail can be overgrown at times with no recognizable tread or lane. So blazes have been converted over from blue plastic, which were not the ideal types of blazes, now to the blue rectangles, which are painted on the trees. So you still may need some orienteering skills. A tip that I have done is I program into a GPS like road crossings and campgrounds and things like that. So if I do get lost, I can at least go to a waypoint. How to find? Well, you're going to take, to look for the west end of the segment, you're going to take Forest Road 1100. So take Forest Highway 16 north out of Kenton for about 16 miles, turn left or west onto Pori Road and continue for 3 miles, turning south on Forest Road 1100 to find the roadside parking. South Laird Road is the east end of the segment, and you can access it from the north via M38 east of Rockland. Drive south until the road comes to a right turn, and you can easily access it from the south by taking Forest Highway 16 north from M28 at Kenton and turning right at South Laird Road. There is a parking area at Forest Highway 16 as well, and there's even a spur trail that comes in from Bob Lake National Forest Campground, which is also accessed off of South Laird Road between Pori Road and Forest Highway 16. For Bob Lake, keep your eyes open for directional signs, because I've been there a bunch of times, and every time I go there, I'm like, this doesn't seem right, but then I'd see a sign, so follow the signs. Backcountry camping is allowed as far as facilities and services are concerned, but otherwise there's nothing. So Bob Lake has potable water and a rustic campground. From Forest Road 1100, you'll hike east and cross over New Home Creek on a bridge and look for a possible campsite in this scenic area. You'll cross the active Escanaba and Lake Superior Railroad tracks at half mile from Forest Road 1100 and head into the mature forest. You'll cross Forest Road 1470 at the 3.2-mile mark, which turns into a nice hike through a mature forest, then a short walk on an old road near a large beaver pond. Watch where to leave that old road for an abrupt turn south onto the trail. Keep your eyes peeled for trail markers. Afterward, look for a spur trail on your left to Bob Trail, Bob Lake, which is a trail that is 0.4 miles to the campground. The spur trail is blazed white and is on high and dry land. Bob Lake is 1 mile from the North Country Trail and has 17 campsites. from the intersection with the Spur Trail, continue to Forest Highway 16, which is in the 4.6 mile mark. And this paved road has a parking area, and you'll hike east while enjoying rolling topography through forested lands. After crossing Forest Road 1500 at the 5.9 mile mark, you'll start to notice some moderate climbs and descents through the forest. There are several campsites west of Wiggle Creek and boardwalks on the hike to the South Laird Road crossing. The trail crosses South Laird Road twice, once at the 12.4 mile mark, where it and Forest Road 1360 intersect. The trail briefly parallels South Laird Road to the south, then crosses it again at 13.6 miles. You'll start a downhill descent over several feeder creeks of the Sturgeon River at this point. The trail will become a road walk for a quarter mile until shortly after South Laird Road makes a north bend. And from this point to the east, the trail is well maintained and marked. And I recall when I hiked it, there was quite a bit of active logging going on in this area, none of which interfered with the trail, but I saw and heard quite a few trucks as I was paralleling the road. So there is a bar in a little burb called Rousseau, and it's called the world famous Rousseau Bar, and their claim to fame, they say anyways, is they are the most remote bar in the state of Michigan. You gotta go miles before you find another one. So if you get if you're just doing a day hike in the area, check out the Rousseau Bar. It's a pretty cool little spot to stop. All right, there you go. Hike 37 in the books. Next, we're going to be heading into the Sturgeon River and Berga Plains area on a nice, probably three-day section of trail. So join us again as we continue putting this book to podcast. Thank you.